Unit 10, page 108, exercises 3 and 4.
I'm in an art gallery. Some students are describing a work of art.
So, this is a coastal landscape. There are a couple of ships in the ocean, there's a farmer working in a field, and another farmer with some sheep and a dog. In the bottom right-hand corner of the painting, there's a third farmer. He's sitting down. He appears to be leaning forward and pointing at something in the ocean. It's difficult to make out what it is. Something dark and also... Is that a swimmer?
There's something pale which looks like arms.
But I can't see a head. That suggests that they're legs, not arms. Given that there's a ship nearby, I think it might be a sailor who's fallen into the sea.
But judging by the distance between the legs and the ship, I don't think that's where the person fell from. I think maybe it's somebody who...
The students aren't here to learn about art. This is a class for future doctors. The head of the gallery, Mona Tilney, explains.
The teachers at the local medical school had been finding that their students were quite bad at describing a patient's condition. Even experienced doctors found it hard to give accurate descriptions of what they observed. So the teachers came to us at the art gallery, and together we developed a course on observation skills.
One of the students, Hamid, tells me more.
We always start by describing a work of art in as much detail as possible. Then someone from the gallery asks us questions. It's amazing how often we've all overlooked something really important. We just don't see it because we're busy concentrating on something else. Anyway, after that, we try to interpret what we see and come up with a theory to explain it.
Later, they are shown nearly identical medical images. Here's Hamid again.
We're getting used to searching for every little visual clue, so it's easier to spot tiny differences. As a doctor, detecting small details is what leads to an accurate diagnosis. So if I can become a better observer, I'll be a better doctor.
And medicine isn't the only career that can benefit from a trip to an art gallery, according to Mona Tilney.
We run observation classes for police officers, too. At the start of the course, they tend to just glance at a painting and immediately decide what situation it depicts. But by the end of the course, they've learned to study a painting really carefully and only try to fit a story to the situation once they've taken in all the details.
So, if you love art, go to an art gallery. And if you don't love art, still go to an art gallery. If it improves your powers of observation, you won't be sorry.